Thank you for that, Adam Lambert. Welcome back to the show. As always, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. Great to welcome back to the program stand-up comedian John Moses. He was here with his last CD came out, and he has a new one now. It's from Uproar Entertainment again, and it's called Upper Middle Trash. And John, I listened to it, and one of the things that struck me is that normally when somebody releases a comedy album, they edit out the hecklers, but you kept the bachelorette party in there.
Yeah, I'd like to try and recapture the magic of the evening.
So I guess when you, probably my favorite line of that whole thing, and I thought, well, this is why he kept it in, is when you said, "It's always the ugly one."
Yeah. She was looking more like the group security for that bachelorette party that night.
When you know you're doing a CD, and I've talked to people before, and they said they might take the whole weekend and then just, you know, splice together the good ones, do you kind of feel a little bit of extra pressure knowing it's getting recorded?
A little bit, but, I mean, we did the same thing there, you know, and by the time that show rolled around, I was pretty loose, and we felt that that was definitely the good one, and there wasn't a bunch of splicing, and that was just like a... was a fun moment, so we decided to keep it in. And I'm actually somebody who I wouldn't say welcomes hecklers, but I don't really get shaken up by them, and I have a lot of fun with it. So,
and I noticed too,
not that I want a bunch of people coming to the show and, you know, throwing lines out trying to help me out. I'm fine.
Right. Yeah, I've never understood the people who think that we all paid to come see someone in the audience. It's sort of like if going to a ball game, we didn't pay to see somebody jump onto the field and start pitching. Yeah.
Exactly. Leave it to the professionals.
Absolutely. All right. Your comedy, though, and even your own press release talks about how love them or hate them. I mean, it can get dark and you spin these yarns. And there was one point near the end of the set when you were talking about all the drugs and all the fighting, and it got kind of quiet. I thought your audience was getting a little bit scared at one point. Do you ever kind of figure like, oh my gosh, they're listening to every word, but I think I've frightened them?
Yeah. More often than not, it's the other way around. But every once in a while, you know, you encounter a group of people where the feeling of the group is like, well, maybe you made a mistake.
You know, it's funny because I think about my dad, who is he's a really funny guy, but he was an officer in the Navy. He didn't smoke. He didn't swear. And then I think your dad gave you acid. So
yeah.
you can point a lot of blame when your dad gives you acid, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You know, he did a lot of good things, you know, worked a part-time job so we could afford to play hockey growing up. So, But, you know, nobody wants to hear about those stories. It's the acid story that people...
Absolutely.
Here, but.
Speaking to John Moses about his new comedy CD, Upper Middle Trash, you refer to a friend of yours a lot called Heinze, and we all have friends like Heinze, I think, in our lives. Were you guys two birds of a feather, or was it opposites attract? How did you guys become good buds?
No, it was more birds of a feather. You know, if I was gay, Heinze would be the type of guy that I'd go for, just somebody I could spend my nights with laughing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're buddies. We grew up in the same neighborhood. Heinze's a newfie. Newfies are
Newfoundland.
From Newfoundland, maybe the funniest breed of people on the planet. So that helps.
Well, the only newfie I knew was Ryan Clough. He played for the Sharks, and he would beat you up if he looked at you sideways.
I'm sure he's a good guy to hang out with in the bar, though.
You know what's it's funny, too, is that I've always thought, like, Canadians, and I know you're from the Toronto area, that you have, like, the American sensibilities of sort of, like, in-your-face slapstick and, you know, vulgar comedy. But then because of all the British TV you grew up on, and I did myself here, but especially in the former Commonwealth, you get that droll Monty Python farce type of humor, and then it comes together. And for some reason, then per capita, there are way more funny Canadians in Hollywood than anything else, don't you? Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I'm jealous and envious of all of them.
Another part of the set I was listening to that I thought was funny was when people say that Caitlyn Jenner is brave. You want to know something before you actually say if she was brave or not, right?
Oh yeah, I was just I was just wondering if it's still attached. You know, if she's made a decision to go all the way, then I got to give it to her. That's braver than anything I'm willing to commit to.
That's how they get our spies to crack, right?
That's right. You know, they can pull your fingernails out. They can, you know, pluck out your eyelashes. But then finally, when they say, "Listen, we're going to chop your dick off," it's time to start singing.
All right, a couple more questions for John Moses. You talk about your mom a lot and how so she was always drinking, and then you said, "Well, I know her DNA is inside me." And once again, you're pointing out all the bad parts. I'm sure there were some wonderful parts about your mom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say that most of my humor stems from her. I've inherited my mother's mouth, you know, because it's on a man. I've got punched in it a few times growing up, but I credit most of my comedy to my mother, you know.
And what about your crazy bro? And this guy is bigger and crazier than you, right?
Yeah. He's settling down. Time settles everybody down eventually. He's about to have a kid, and if it's a boy, I'm sure the tales will ramp up with him.
I'm sure, like you, like Rick, it's just an act, all right? It's not literal.
No. Most of that's 90% true.
Speaking of having a boy, I know you said when you had your daughter initially, you were like, "Oh, I want a boy." But when the daughter came out, it was actually you changed your mind, right?
Oh yeah. And you know, she's great. And you know, I never wanted a girl after I held, or I never wanted a boy after I held her. But you know, no sooner, you know, then she's born, 45 minutes, Heinze calls me up, and he's like, "You know what they say, if you have a boy, you got to worry about one. If you have a girl, you got to worry about 1,000 of them."
That's the old saying. I know, she's 2 hours old, and he's already telling you that.
Yeah, right. Can you just give me a day before I have to start worrying about
All right. Uproar Entertainment, of course, is the product of David Drozin, a guy who really gave Richard Pryor his start, you know, arguably the greatest stand-up of all time. So to be on this label, Uproar, is pretty cool. Tell us again how you got together with the Drozins.
You know, I met David at Comedy Festival 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago now in Boston. And I didn't win that festival, but he came up to me and he said, "Hey, you ever think about doing an album?" And I was like, "Well, I don't think I'm there yet, but let's stay in touch." And 10 months later, we produced the first one. And then, you know, 4 years after that, you know, we're teaming up again for this one. And, you know, I got to say, you know, a few people have invested in me the way that Dave Drozin has, so I'm grateful to those guys.
What would be your holy grail? Because this stuff is attainable. Would it be, you know, a Carnegie Hall? Would it be going on, you know, Colbert? Or what would it be?
I mean, I've thought about that, you know, and, you know, once upon a time I was like, if I can just, you know, party with my cousin at the Playboy Mansion, that would be great. But, you know, that was before I was married. You know, it's still Howard Stern. You know, I would love to be, you know, a guest on the Stern Show. And then after that, it's a villain in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, even though you know you're going to die in it.
Yeah, I'd take that bullet happily.
But speaking
of it would be some great lines right before my last breath.
There's no doubt, and you'd get international stardom too.
Right, that doesn't hurt.
What was the movie with? It was like Ethan Hawke and Ron Jeremy was in it for 2 seconds. He was like in a bank and he got shot. They like flew him to Paris just for that scene. You know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Yeah,
I roasted Ron Jeremy about a year ago, and man, I wish I would have known that little tidbit.
Yeah, they flew him all the way to Paris and he was in the movie for 2 seconds. All right, we've been speaking with John. You're going to look it up now. John Moses, the new album by John Moses, Upper Middle Trash from Uproar Entertainment. Get it now. And how about online, Twitter, anything else, John?
Yeah, you can follow me, comedianjohnmoses.com. You know, Twitter, it's just at John Moses. I was like the 8th person to find out about Twitter.
All right, perfect. Hey, John, thanks for your time. And,
all right, thanks so much, buddy.
When you're in San Francisco, come on in the studio.
I will, and if not, I'll talk to you again in 4 more years.
All right, absolutely. That's John Moses, everyone. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.